You're going to meet someone who plays, well, I was going to say Barbie, but that's not actually true. It's actually the precursor to Barbie. She's more Barbie than Barbie, if you can believe that. I'm fascinated enough to meet her now. Her name is Eleanor Knox, and she's doing a theatrical production. She's part of a band called Actual Russian Brides, but it's not in that guise that we have her as our Monday Muse today. Eleanor Knox, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Waleed.
How did you stumble across this idea?
Yeah.
Of playing, like, you play a thing called Build Lily, which, as I understand it, was the doll that gave birth to Barbie.
Almost, literally. I did my previous cabaret show. I sort of ended up in a bit of a Barbie incarnation because I was looking at women in the workforce and all the different things and how we do things and you know, what we get paid. This actually showed up in a review from that show. Someone actually went so far as to write a chapter in a book about that show. And when I read that, their very assiduous research had thrown up this precursor. So I looked into her, and she may not be more Barbie than Barbie, but she's definitely more woman. And she's
what do you mean by that?
She's heaps of fun. She talks. She's witty. You could call Barbie sexy, but she doesn't really know what to do with it, with all her you know, children play pals.
Yes.
And Build Lily was actually she was, and sort of is in the show. She's a adult. She's a doll that was manufactured actually for adults.
For men.
Yeah,
not just for adults.
Uh-huh. For adult men. She lives in an adult world. She's a hard drinking, hard smoking West German. and it's you know, it's funny and also entirely creepy that she ended up being Barbie.
Sounds like the perfect pretext for a cabaret.
For a bit of a romp, doesn't it?
I would have thought so. And you must be delighted to be the person who gets to play her.
It's now, super fun. Yeah.
So this is a mix of theatre and music as well. And I mentioned you're in a group called Actual Russian Brides, which does a bit of electro-experimental
exactly.
Something?
In German, there's a word called Wohnzimmer Pop, which is sort of living room pop. in Germany, they do sort of a more down-tempo experimental electronic pop. Has a sort of a genre. It has enough exponents to have a genre all of its own in a way.
Wow.
So, yeah, experimental electropop with a K is kind of what we are, yeah.
If it's German, it has to have a K in it. That's
exactly.
Enough?
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Well, and the track that we're going to play, just to illustrate some of your work and from this theatre production, has lots of Ks in it.
It does.
It's called Karaoke Chaos. This is a demo track.
Yeah, so this isn't Actual Russian Brides. However, it is the same team making an electro cabaret.
It's a shame when we fit and fight, but who's to blame for these momentary flights of the momentary soul? And when I take the mic, it goes insane. This is karaoke chaos.
There it is, Karaoke
Chaos.
Bit.
Yeah.
That's very cool. How do you end up putting something like that together? What are the inspirational elements that come to form it?
Actually, it's fairly wide-ranging in this particular show. We go from sort of quite slow, sort of smoky, you know, David Lynch bar at the end of the universe soundtrack type stuff, to quite sort of up-tempo dance things. I'm very lyrics-driven. I've got a sort of background of writing text and writing poetry, and I've sort of,
right.
I'm driven by rhythm in lyrics and the poetry of the lyrics. And then with my collaborator, I tend to work on the melody and the sort of harmony, and he's the beat factory. So
right.
He makes me dance. So that's sort of our pairing. And,
It sounds a little bit like a hip-hop kind of ethos.
A little bit. Did a fair bit of sort of stand-up poetry stuff when I was about, you know, a decade ago. And I do have a sort of a strong sensibility in that sense, but, you know, I'm white as, and the hip-hop thing is not something I can pull off without irony. However, okay. You know, I go all over the shop. I mean, it's a cabaret is a great medium for sampling different styles and sort of this sort of pastiche of stuff. So we have a reggae moment in the show where she sort of kicks back on the North Sea in northern Germany and decides to go like totally slow in reggae on the beach that is just not California. And this completely white doll blonde thing. So we have a reggae moment, and I actually got Tony Hughes from King Tide to sing a little bit on the soundtrack over the chorus. So I'm really, really stoked with that.
Wow. You've done very well.
We've got some great voiceover stuff. There's operatic things. There's really across the board.
Well, it sounds like very exciting and a little bit raunchy. It's playing at the Malthouse Theatre. So if you're in Melbourne, you can check that out. It's playing all through July. Now, you're our muse today, Eleanor.
Mm.
And given what we've just heard from your work,
mm-hmm.
I'm very eager to hear exactly what you're going to throw at us today. I'm wondering how electro and how fractured it is.
Yeah.
What have you got?
It's a little electro. It's actually really, really classic German. I thought because the show is... It's based in Germany.
Yes.
And then moves to America. We've got the sort of blend of those two things. This group is called Der Plan, and they've sort of formed in the 80s in Dusseldorf, in fact. And they were sort of a bit of the, I guess they were the muses in a sense of the German new wave. So actual Russian Brides and myself and Lull Studios is putting on this cabaret. We spent a lot of time in Germany and very influenced by that stuff. So musically influenced, and also the piece I've chosen has to do with the themes of the show, which is called Copyright Slavery. Part of this sort of the ideas around trademarking and the aggressive practices within that, and then like what all that actually means in 2012 and whether Lily actually even cares are things that I'm sort of throwing around in the show. So this piece actually is quite didactic about that. It says, software you can't steal, ideas are free. So I just wanted to play that for the listeners.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
as an idea and a piece of music. Yeah.
Just ask Mattel.
Uh-huh.
Copyright Slavery by Der Plan, the choice of our Monday Muse, Eleanor Knox. Let's hear it. Take that song for myself and re-release it, given that ideas are free.
I know, you can do that. And they don't mind. Radical, huh?
Indeed. Very radical. Copyright Slavery by Der Plan, the choice of our Monday muse, Eleanor Knox. And you can catch Eleanor being a doll of sorts, Build Lily, the precursor to Barbie, the slightly more raunchy adult version of Barbie in her production at the Melbourne Malthouse Theatre right throughout July. I don't know, it's been great to go back and discover the roots of electropop, and I guess when you hear it, that's exactly what you hear. It's very rudimentary, isn't it?
Exactly that. It's quite simple, and simple and effective was the sort of the way forward.
And that is really an ethos for the arts generally, especially the popular arts. Eleanor, great to talk to you.
Thanks
for being our Monday Muse.
Welcome. Bye.